I'm Darian Thomas, a violinist, composer, singer, pianist, musician in general. I've been playing the violin for, I think, about 8 years.
Why did you choose this instrument?
That's actually kind of a funny story. It was sixth grade, and I was not really wanting to take PE at the time, and I knew that I needed to take a fine arts elective. And while I was looking through the course card, I was also watching the Red Violin. So that seemed cool to be able to have such a connection to an instrument and to be able to play something that had so much passion attached to it. So I decided I should probably learn the violin. And so I took orchestra and I ended up sticking with it.
Good for you. And tell us a little bit about the composition that you played and performed for us yesterday.
Rant. That I kind of wrote as a stream of consciousness project. And when I was done with it, I realized that it was kind of in a similar structure to a person ranting. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's repeated, but it does keep going, sort of. And it seems like it's trying to say something, but at the same time, it's not really saying anything. But it's still, like, nice to hear the person talking. It's still nice to hear the instrument playing. So that was fun to write. The other piece was the improvisation for Rachel, which was for Rachel Halverson, a violist who graduated recently and went to Oberlin Conservatory. She was one of my favorite violists, and I wanted to give her a graduation present, so I ended up writing her a piece.
Wow, very generous of you. And has composition always been like a calling for you? Or
the first time I was allowed to take my instrument home, which was like a couple of months after I started sixth grade, I ended up improvising something like for an hour. So I guess I was always doing it, as long as I had my violin. Before that, I was in a bunch of different arts, like I was into poetry, painting, ballet, and like tons of crazy stuff. Singing also. Once I got my violin, I was able to actually start being serious enough to learn how to write things down and notate them. And I think since ninth grade, I've been very serious about music. And since about 11th grade, I was very serious about composition.
Wow, so it just comes natural to you then?
Yes.
That's awesome. And how long did it take you to compose Rant and the other piece for your friend Rachel?
The improvisation for Rachel took maybe about an hour, and Rant took, Rant took, I think Rant took a little bit longer, just because the techniques I used in it are more extensive, and there are a lot more chords, and there was a lot more thought that went into it, so that probably took about 2 hours, I guess.
Okay, and obviously you're a passionate musician, and you spend a lot of time with it. So how many hours a day do you practice to get to the level that you are at right now?
Yeah, it's funny because I don't practice as much as I should.
Really?
I compose a lot, but I don't really practice violin that much anymore, which is probably not good. I practice during the school year, though, because I have my private lessons with Professor Kilmer at Incarnate Word. And I guess during that time, it's about 2 hours a day. I probably should be at like three or more. I probably should be practicing in the morning and afternoon. But I'm a composer, so I kind of just compose instead, sing, listen to a ton of music, and research.
You know what? You're still involved with music, and it's still surrounded by you, so that's awesome. Are you into singing at all?
Yes, I am. And that just started this past year when I went to Incarnate Word, because they have a really good vocal program there. So I joined the choir, and that was a lot of fun. And then I ended up writing some choral pieces and also some songs. And at a concert I had recently, I tested that out and performed a couple of songs that I wrote, sang in them, played violin, and also played piano in them, and that ended up going pretty well.
Wow, so you're in singing as well, and you're involved in groups. Are you involved in any groups with your violin, or?
There are a couple of ensembles I'm in with YOSA, the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, and I'll get to play a quartet whenever we have a gig come up. I'm also playing at the San Pedro Playhouse, so that's fun to be in the pit orchestra for that. Right now we're doing ragtime, which is a lot of fun. That opens on July 26th. Yeah, I mean, like, with ensembles in general, I just kind of join them as they come up, but I don't actively seek performance opportunities on violin.
Anyway. Okay, good for you. And what are your plans for college?
For college, right now I'm at Incarnate Word.
Okay.
I do want to go to grad school, and I really want to have 2 doctorate degrees, so I'll probably be in school for a long time. I did go to Manus, the New School for Music, for a semester in New York City, and I would like to go back. Financial reasons kept me from staying, but I'm thinking that by the time I get to grad school, I should be able to have a strong enough portfolio to where I can get into a school, hopefully with a stipend also. And if that's in the Northeast, that'd be awesome. If that's in France, that'd be really cool too. And then for my doctorate program, I'd probably come back to New York at the Teachers College in Columbia so that I could study there and kind of settle down in New York City.
Okay, so overall, overall you want to be surrounded by music, but where do you see yourself like in 20 or 30 years from now? Like, what is your predominant like passion?
I guess I kind of envision myself when I'm all grown up as a professor. I would probably be teaching something relevant to musicology, probably a couple of lessons in composition. And if I could get there, I would also want to teach conducting. While I'm doing that, I would like to have a couple of like film scoring projects or video game scoring projects going on at the same time. And if I'm lucky enough to be commissioned by an orchestra, I would like to be working on that at the same time. But the stable thing would definitely be a professorship, like a tenureship at a university in New York.
Okay, do you have any inspirations or who you look up to?
I look up to Jennifer Higdon a lot because she started music so late in her life, and now she's one of the best American composers who's alive and has won a Pulitzer Prize and all this great stuff. So I definitely look up to her because I'm like, if she could do it, then I have no excuse not to. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Good for you. I enjoy talking to you,
thank
and
you.
I can't wait to see where you end up
when
you
come. Much.